Doug.
I just got an email that said, meet Justin Bieber. I'll send you all the details.
You can go in my place. I could care less.
My daughter would love it.
I'm sure she would. Little worm. It's if I had a child that age, I'd make sure that I'd steer him away from anything having anything to do with him.
Yeah.
He's a blight.
Right.
Same way.
But do you like him?
You try that.
All right. Well, in my house, I was in charge because it was my house. You know, I drove to your house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I speak to your daughter, and I see how in charge you were.
Sound again.
I think she was the one that was in charge.
All right, let's check out the new radio station in Bloomington, Illinois, WRPW-FM.
Hello.
Robert Reese, hello, sir. How are you doing? On the air in the mornings in Bloomington, Illinois. Bloomington is one of those great... The thing that works with this program in communities like that, we have 400 or so affiliates, and many of them are small to what we call medium-sized communities, because the sorts of things that we talk about here, for the most part, are the stories and the values that are represented by folks who live there. Now, you could say, how is that? Because Jennifer lives in Los Angeles, Richie's in Washington, Roberta's in New York, and I'm in Boston. Well, just because you live somewhere, although in Roberta's case we'd make an exception for that, you are sort of where you live. In New York. If you're not, you know, Roberta is just a New Yorker.
That's right.
I don't feel like a Bostonian.
You're talking to me? Yeah.
I'm not a Bostonian. I'm an Angelian, I suppose, part of the time. But I feel like I'm universalist. I like these communities like Bloomington, Illinois, where there is a lot of activity, there's a lot of business, there's, in this case, a lot of agriculture, and we all know that that's one of my big things. So I'm happy to welcome you and say hello to the folks listening in Bloomington. Email Doug at DougStefan.com. If you'd like to get to me, you can call us anytime at 888-302-3684. Did you know that immigrants were driving the housing recovery? How many people, when hearing that statement, say, huh? How can that be? Nearly 5 years now since things fell apart. We've all become too, and certainly in my life, I know all too well what's happened in the past 5 years. And with that came a change in home ownership. I bet you didn't know that now American homeowners, as we see relief, because the data by the Census Department suggests that we have an economy built on the immigrants who have come here to work. And by the way, this is legal immigration. $3.7 trillion has been added to housing wealth in the past year because as the recovery develops, the focus is on having these people who have come to this country who were renting when they first came here try to find a home to buy. And that's really what's going on. The housing market is growing exponentially, but it's growing because these immigrants are coming in and redoing neighborhoods. We've all seen this in every part of our country. New York has always been a neighborhood city. Los Angeles in the last, 40, 50, 60 years has developed into places like Little Ethiopia and Koreatown.
Oh, yeah.
And these people are coming into various areas. They establish themselves, and then whoever else is, quote-unquote, like them moves into the neighborhoods.
Right.
And that's what I mean. There's a gay neighborhood in West Hollywood.
Gay department, yes.
Gay department.
Gay department.
Gay. But you know what I'm saying, right? So are you surprised to hear that these immigrants
is something I've... The fracturing of... our communities around this country. I just think, I mean, you look at it and it seems like state by state, okay, this state is going to accept these groups of people and laws and to cater to those groups of people.
Yep.
And this state is going to do the opposite of that state, you know.
Yep.
And
that's what's breaking the country down, Reggie, right?
It scares me. I mean,
no more
we've always had a little Italy and a Chinatown, but it seems like it's always been part
of
the
policemen that are trained, that are Koreans. We have policemen who are Hispanic and speak the language. We have
I don't feel like it's a melting pot anymore.
No, it isn't.
I feel like
it's not.
It's like a structured, okay, this is your area and this is my area, and everything is segregated.
Yeah. You feel like that to you in New York, Roberta? Probably not, because New York.
No. New York is so multicultural and so integrated.
It has been for a long, long time.
It's just the way it is. But, it's the fabric of the city.
But there are neighborhoods, though.
New York City versus the rest of New York.
What do you
state?
Mean?
Yes.
Oh,
oh
my
God.
New York State may as well be
night
Oklahoma.
And day. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah. Los Angeles versus the rest of California.
Well, no, I can't
say
that.
Not as much as New York.
California's a little...
Yeah, not as much as New York is.
Anything north of Rockland County is, you know...
You get up to...
we don't even consider it New York.
Go up the thruway. You go to...
Chicago versus all the big cities.
Yeah. Chappaqua is probably about where the line ends, right? Well, what's that Jewish community? What's the name of that Jewish community where... there's a Jewish community up the river from New York. It begins with an M.
It's up a river.
You know, Roberta, what I'm talking about. It's not Melmore. No. It's not Melmore. But anyway, that's where it's. I think that's where it changes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean.
What, search a river, a town on the river?
No.
Begins with an M where all the Jews live?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just how. We seem more segregated than before.
We are.
I don't think the term melting pot works anymore.
Not good.
No, I think that I like the term melting pot. I just don't think it applies.
No, it doesn't. All right. I would like to know, I have a question, Jennifer, for you.
Okay.
Would you experience a day in the life of a cow? And if, in fact, you could be a cow, would that make you less likely to eat meat?
Yes, I would. If I could be a cow, I would be less likely to eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
No, Stanford. I'm delicious.
I eat myself.
Okay. Stanford University researchers are doing a bit of work on what it feels like to be a cow. If somebody became an animal, do they gain empathy for that animal? And
I
think,
got two little veals this weekend.
Oh, yeah, great.
I did.
You ate them.
No, I don't eat veal.
I had horse meat this weekend. We went to IKEA and had the meatballs.
I saw that post there. Yeah. I was impressed.
Horse meat rocks.
Yeah, really.
It's good.
The Virtual Human Interaction Laboratory at Stanford University. That's the place where Uri went to get checked out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so in this case, they're creating the lives of cows, empathy toward animals. This is something that a lot of people are becoming more aware of. I may be on a trend, I don't know that I started something, but with my animal sanctuary that I've created at the farm and the teaching work that we're doing about what it's like to be a cow, what it's like to be something that gives milk, what it's like to feed them, what it's like to house them, all of these things,
humanize
them. Do I?
Yes.
Hypocrite in what way?
The fact that you hold these cows captive and you use them for their...
What a stupid... God-given. Listen to your inflection.
For
your own profit? Yeah.
My own profit?
Are you
kidding?
Really love these cows. Why wouldn't you just let them go?
Yeah.
Let them be free, Doug.
Let them be free. Let them run.
Can I tell you something?
Let them be happy.
No. If I'd have done that, I'd have $4.5 million that I don't have now. So maybe I should have done it. I'm not very smart.
That sounds braggadocious.
Yeah, tell me.
No, it isn't braggadocious at all. It brought me to the poorhouse.
No matter what I did, I could release anything. I wouldn't have $4.5 million.
Why don't you release the poor cows and let them be free?
There we go. Let them go right down the street. Yeah, I get my $4.5 million back. Are you going to stand in line and help me collect that, are you?
I already am.
Yeah.
I got news for you, brother. I've been in that line a long time.
And so have the rest of you. So, anyway, I do think, though, this is an idea that everybody ought to try. Put yourself in the place of an animal. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to post this at the Easley Farms website.
Let me tell you something.
Because this is something we don't know. We don't understand what it's like.
Animals
to be an animal.
Eat humans, so what's the difference?
It's
how it works. And farmers have been raising and butchering and eating their own animals forever and a day. You are the odd man out.
I had a session at Tufts University to try to figure out how to run the farm more efficiently, and they all made fun of me because I don't slaughter the cows. They let a chuckle, and they did. Yeah. They were having a little laugh at my expense.
It's the way life works. Uh-huh. You grow food, you eat it, whether it walks in the pasture or gets raised in the garden.
No, I don't do that, but some people do.
But you eat pork.
Most people do.
And you eat fish.
I do eat fish, and I do have every once in a while pork. You're right.
Yeah, you can.
And turkey.
Not so much anymore. I'm trying to really kind of turkey, anything fowl.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
90 days or 45 days from the egg to the plate, man, that just can't be good.
No, it's not good. Nope. All right. Anyway, that's pardon the pun, food for thought. See, we stimulate everybody to start thinking about what it would be like if they were a particular kind of an animal.
I'm a human and I eat your animals.
Yeah. Well, it may be to turn things around, Richie, when, what's 1984? No, Animal Farm. When they take over, they're going to be eating you.
Someday.
That's right.
Probably.
Yeah. Dinosaurs, they eat everybody, everything. Whoever was around.
My cat will eat me when I die. I mean, you know.
Put her over in the corner in your comfy chair.
Now. Anyway, check out the story at DougStephan.com. What it's like to be a cow. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
And if you don't want to visit OnStar.com, you can visit DougStephan.com and find out even more interesting information than that. Can you imagine something more exciting at OnStar.com?
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Song during this week in 1991 by Jesus Jones. I don't like to put God and damn together, and when I do, it bothers me.
But you do it anyway.
Not much.
You're going to do it here?
No. No, I just going to make a point about Jesus.
Yeah.
And how sometimes I get a little carried away and use his name in
Jesus, just to say the word Jesus.
Yeah, or I'll say
an emphasis on something,
blanking blank, you know, that kind of stuff. But you know, people get upset at it. How is it any different than saying Dudley blanking blank? It's an image.
Because you're not Jesus.
Yeah. Different.
Sorry to bust
Jesus
your bubble.
Is just all right.
Yeah.
With me, Jesus is
but
just
this is
all
his
right.
Name. I mean, think about the name Jesus. It's spelled Jesus.
Right. You know. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
My wife's name is Jesus.
Jesus. It's 25 at the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. All right. I have a tip or two or three or four.
Thank
for those
goodness.
Of you who are working and are enjoying your job, may I help you to not make a dumb decision. There are a lot of smart people who get fired because they make dumb decisions.
Really?
Do you know what the number one reason is for people getting fired?
Sleeping with the boss's wife.
No.
Ha.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Spending the company money.
Ah, the credit card.
On personal items or personal time.
Hmm.
Most companies are cracking down on this kind of behavior. They have the ability to track how much you spend online. People
that's
are using
instant.
The credit. Yeah, right. Yeah, but how foolish is it to use the credit card you've been given to do company business to go online and search for something, anything? How foolish can you get? Number one reason for people being fired. Number two, the number two reason for being fired these days has
sleeping
to do
with the boss's wife.
With Facebook. Facebook. Listing where you work on your profile is just plain stupid. Especially when you do something, you misstep, it comes back and bites the company on the butt, and they don't like it, and so...
Yeah, it's not stupid.
Sure it is.
It's stupid if you're going to mix personal play and business together.
Right.
So when you create a Facebook account, you have to decide what my brand is going to be. Am I going to be a professional that represents my job?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be...
But that's the point, Richie. A lot of people aren't smart enough to figure that out.
Right, and they don't.
That's the point. Yeah. Not smart.
I have that conversation with interns sometimes because, you know, we'll check them out when they're coming in.
Yeah.
And say, listen, you're going into the professional world. You better clean your house up before you start sending resumes out.
Yeah. Here's the other thing that gets people fired. Gossiping about the boss or the work environment. Gossiping, in some ways, it's electronic now.
Yeah, never do that through email.
So, yeah, I mean, don't do anything through email if you don't want to come back and bite you. Mm-hmm. It's really, that's why I don't put any numbers or anything like that on an email. But it's really very interesting.
And never write a dream response that's angry to your boss and just pretend like you want to write it and then think you're not going to send it. Sometimes you get Tourette's of the hand and you press the mistake.
I've had that happen to me.
I know. You're like, I'm just going to write this. It'll make me feel better. But
if you don't want anybody to know it and you don't want it used against you, don't write it down.
Remember, Richie, when I sent, and I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was back and forth with one of my suppliers, one of my ad
Doug agencies. Definitely has email Tourette's.
And I, well, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. It's just, whether you're 3 or 4 like this
That's
morning.
That's another rule. Never do anything digital after 1 in the morning.
Well, if always you're getting up, supposedly.
Always leads to trouble.
Yeah, you think that's
or
the case?
Or after cocktails. Never
exactly.
a good idea either.
Right.
Now, how do you recover from being fired? That'll come up in a moment here on Good Day. Mm-hmm.
Joint Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel and other senior government officials on July 27th at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the signing of the armistice, which ended fighting in Korea. Korean War veterans will also be honored for their service and sacrifice at this special program, which will include wreath-laying ceremonies. The United Nations allies that fought in the war will also be recognized. That's July 27th at 8 a.m. at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Come and honor Korean War veterans. For more information, go to KoreanWar60.com.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
All Marines A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Yeah.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
The best moments of your life, hopefully part of
are ahead of you.
Yes, that's very true. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that anyway. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn's in Los Angeles. Roberta Fasnelli's in New York. And I'm Doug on the farm in Framingham, working on a lot of the interesting stories that are making it today, including the fact that we bombed Australia over the weekend. Did you know that?
Uh-oh. No, didn't get the memo.
Cool. Oh, yeah. I heard about that. I was very upset.
Not a headline you read every day. A couple of fighter jets accidentally dropped four bombs
on the Great Barrier Reef.
On the Barrier Reef. Whoopsie!
It was apparently a training exercise. They were meant to drop the bombs at a bomb range nearby, but were forced to abort the mission when controllers said the area could not be cleared for hazards. So instead, they dropped the bombs on the Great Barrier Reef because the plane was now low on
fuel. What did it ever do to you?
Too much. So they had to dump the bombs so the planes could make it back to the base because they were low on fuel.
Yep.
And the place where they just happened to be over was the Great Barrier Reef.
Right. Yeah. Cool, huh?
Mm-hmm. How to make friends and influence.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah, those are our friends, the Americans, with a recipe for disaster.
That's awesome.
Ay-ay-ay. Tornado packing 110 miles an hour hit Ursuline College in Northeast Ohio on Saturday.
Was it a Sharknado?
No, it was a regular NATO.
A real tornado.
Right, yep. It hit the dormitory here in the school about 3:30 in the morning.
Great, Jennifer, making jokes about the
nice
tornadoes.
Jennifer,
in the
right.
School.
Yeah.
Hey, that Sharknado was no joke.
It
was no, scared me.
They're doing another one of them.
They are.
Sharknado in New York. Yes. Yeah.
They should go into Washington. That's where the most sharks are that I know.
Right about that. All right, so what happened at Comic-Con this weekend?
Lots of people hung out wearing superhero costumes.
The announcement was made to be ready for the ultimate superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Man of Steel will be with the Batman. Batman and Superman together.
Joining forces.
Yeah. And that's going to be the next movie.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, that's what they announced a couple
of times. Oh, sorry.
Good job, Rich.
I was distracted for a second.
I probably ought to get to.
They just showed up there.
Our 2020 News Quiz question. Maybe I better change our focus here for a moment. Coming up, anti-smoking initiatives.
How
are
bad
taking...
is it that you can't keep my attention?
Me?
Yeah, that I got distracted enough to not even know what you're talking about.
So what does that say about what I'm talking about, or what does that say about you?
I'm not sure.
Huh?
Hopefully this one's on me.
If it isn't, maybe you need a couple more days
off.
Hey,
Roberto, look, it's Sharknado.
Yeah.
Richie,
what about a Chardonnado?
Do I need to poke a woman with a naked butt to get your attention, Richie, or what?
Apparently. I mean, I thought the superheroes would keep my attention, but apparently you lost me on that one.
Well, you know what?
It's because he couldn't get it out.
I got lost on the name of the Black Knight or the Dark Knight. I've not ever been a Batman fan, so I don't do well with Batman.
The new Batman movies are so great.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody take a deep breath. Let's recenter and refocus.
Okay, so...
Have you seen the new Superman, Doug?
No, I haven't. I've been in the movies for a while.
It's got a few bad spots, but it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard that. All right, speaking of bad spots, an Italian court convicted 5 employees of a cruise company after a number of people had a problem, and some of them didn't make it through this particular event. I'm looking for the name of the company or the name of the ship. 888-302-3684. We'll start with Esteban, who's in El Paso, listening to KTS.
Oh, we need to refocus your mouth. Ready? Get ready. Let me work on this.
Okay, thank you. Esteban, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Hey, you know what they call a pallbearer in Oklahoma?
What?
A karaoke.
I love you, Esteban. That is my favorite joke of the day.
Give him a prize for that and just leave it. But I want to know what his answer is. Esteban, what was your answer for the question?
They were involved in the wreck of the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
It's a good thing he's going to get something for the joke, because that's not the right answer. Elizabeth is in Palm Desert, California. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning, Doug.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good. I think you're referring to the Costa Concordia.
I am talking about the Costa Concordia. 32 people were killed. Remember that? Passengers and crew. They instead of taking it through the full extent of what they could have done to prosecute them, they all bargained it down.
Even that stupid captain who jumped ship?
Listen to this. The longest sentence went to the crisis coordinator for the cruise ship company, sentenced to 2 years and 10 months. The hotel director was sentenced to 2 years and 6 months. 2 bridge officers and a helmsman got sentences ranging from 1 year and 8 months to 1 year 11 months.
What did the hotel director do?
Yeah, what about the captain who was showboating and ran into something?
This is a separate trial from that of Captain Francisco Schettino.
What did the hotel director do?
The hotel director couldn't get out of his own way, apparently. They all got charged with abandoning the vessel.
Still
left on the ship.
Okay.
They get off first instead of last.
Yeah, they should go to
jail.
They knew.
Survivors were there to testify describing the confusion, mostly because there were no officers left on board. They'd all gone. That's why they were sentenced.
Sure.
Yep. Elizabeth did a good job. What's the best thing happening in your life today?
I guess I'm going for a bike ride first thing this morning.
Good. I'm jealous. You have to go early because it's hot down there.
Tim, what's the best thing happening to you so far today?
Going to work. Got a job.
Really? Where's the job
thing?
What do you do for work?
Oh, I travel the country and talk to folks and help them make more money in their business.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Good for you.
When
come
you
on
by here.
Come visit. Yeah, I was going to say, come visit us. We'd love to have that kind of help. Yeah, anytime. Hold on. Did I want to give him something? No, I just wanted to.
No, Tim was just chatting with him.
All right. It's 20 before the hour, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Jennifer or Rich at DougStefan.com. Don't have a lot of action at our social media today because Kenny is off for a couple of days. Did we find out that he's back Wednesday or Thursday? Do we know?
I think he's back Thursday. I think he's got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I think you're right.
That's my guess. I don't know.
All right. Here's the sad news for folks in Fort Worth, Texas. A gentleman was gone for the weekend. His name is David Underwood. He came back last night. Actually, this is a week ago, so it was last weekend. Found his house gone. They were searching everywhere. They couldn't find their home. They thought it had vanished. They were right. The city confirmed that the demolition crews leveled the wrong house.
Ooh. Oh, dear. I hate when that happens.
They were interviewed, as you can imagine, by the local television stations. It was a three-bedroom ranch-style home. It was on a lake, and it belonged in their family. Been in their family for a long time. The house is valued at $82,000. The city condemned the house that was next to it, but the geniuses from the city came with the wrong address, so these people were gone anyway. They went in on a week ago Saturday with the bulldozer and the excavator and trucks, and in 8 hours the house was gone.
Missed by that much.
All you can see is the cement foundation. That's it. Picture and story at DougStefan.com. How'd you like to be someone who goes
love
to
it.
You love, you
I'd
like
love
that?
It. If it were my lake house, build me a new one.
Yeah.
Here's what I want. Here's the plans.
Okay.
Knock yourself out. Be ready by next spring.
I was thinking about how it would affect me if it were like here on the farm. What would I do if somebody came in and put the house down?
Highly unlikely that a wrecking ball would be able to move in on your farm as much activity as there is there, so I think you're safe.
And there's not too many neighbors, so it's not likely they're going to get in the...
But let me ask you this.
Yes, Rich.
You designed and built that house.
Yes.
You ever think, I wish I'd have done this?
Well, I did that sort of...
You did the solarium, right?
Yeah, and then after that, there's actually only one thing that I don't like about the way the final piece was done.
What's that?
Other than the cost. I put the door in the wrong place.
The front door?
No, the back door, the exit door. I should have moved it out because it catches a lot of rain and all kinds of other things. But other than that, no, I'm very happy.
It doesn't rain as much on the other side of the house?
No, I just it drains down onto a portion of the steps, and I wished it would not have...
Hey, it's sunny over here.
Weird Massachusetts weather.
Okay, that anti-smoking initiative, we'll talk about that in a second here, 17 before the hour on the Good Day program.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Tonight, a super moon will be visible over most of our country.
Yeah.
Defined as being a new or full moon that occurs at or near its closest approach to Earth. According to EarthSky.com, this will actually be the third super moon of the year. It's going to be big, and it'll affect people in a crazy today. Astrologers and astronomers agree that today, there's something about the moon, we all know that, that affects us, whether it's new or whether it's full. But crazy, crazy stuff. Be prepared for people to be just plain crazy today. And I don't know whether, I don't know how else to describe it.
Crazy. I know, I'm excited.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. There's a move afoot by various groups, including the World Health Organization, to attack the tobacco companies. You can imagine that with 2.3 billion customers, that means 2.3 billion people on the planet are smoking. The tobacco companies love them. 2.3 billion. We have, what, a little less than 7 billion on the planet? So we're, what portion? That's like 40% of the planet smokes, right? Just a little under 40% of the planet smokes. Now, in our country, it's half that, and we're all hepped up about it.
Dumb question.
Yes?
Do other countries, like, smoke our brand of cigarettes, or do they have their own?
Well, so, like, there are both of those.
Yes.
Both.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Yeah, there are some local brands, and then there are some...
When the anti-movement anti-smoking movement started in the United States, they went international.
Right. Yeah. They started selling this stuff. Right. Cancer sticks
can't
everywhere.
Sell it here. Sell it there.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So, governments are establishing smoke-free workplaces in public areas. 16% of the world has the governments of these countries have demanded that there be areas, and we aren't as stringent as some, by the way, by a long shot. Turkey received glowing praise in a report from the UN for becoming the first country to fully implement the M-Power Agreement. Do you know what the M-Power is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Monitor, protect, offer, warn, enforce, and raise taxes on tobacco. So monitoring tobacco use, protecting people who don't want the smoke, offer help to have people quit, warn about the dangers of tobacco, enforce bans on tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship, and raise taxes on tobacco. I went by a store yesterday, $7.08 is the state-mandated minimum price for a package of cigarettes here in Massachusetts.
Wow. How does anybody afford that?
I don't know. Most of the people that smoke are people who can't afford to smoke.
Yeah.
No. 11 to 13 in New York City.
$11 to $13. So how do kids who are starting smoking get the money to buy smokes? How does that happen?
Couldn't even tell you.
How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of it here in our country, anyway, but elsewhere in the world. The prevalence, for example, Turkey got the award because they decreased 27% the number of people smoking. Middle Eastern countries especially.
Middle
smoking.
Middle Eastern and Asian countries.
In Africa. You don't see people smoking in Africa.
Because they don't have money to.
They smoke hookahs.
Nice.
No, she's right.
Yeah, is she really? 51 after on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
To visit with Dr. Ken Kronos, one of the medical experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the reasons we highlight Ken and his knowledge is because he spends a lot of time going through the medical journals to find out what is new and of significance. And one of the things that looks like it may be at the top of the list here, Ken, is this new surgical knife that can detect cancer. How in the world does that work?
Medical breakthrough of the week, Doug, from Science Translational Medicine, published this week. An experimental surgical knife can accurately identify cancerous tissue as a surgeon cuts through it, creating the potential for shorter cancer surgeries that remove all traces of a tumor. It's called the iKnife. It uses electricity to cauterize surgical incisions as they are made and then samples the resulting smoke to determine whether the tissue being cut is healthy or cancerous. The iKnife actually accurately identified cancerous and healthy tissues 97% of the time in a recent human trial. So this will cut the time in surgery because you won't have to wait for the biopsy to come back, and it just evaluates the smoke that the cautery creates.
All right, the decline of our memories, the earliest sign of dementia, but then we're told by doctors all the time, well, it's natural, it's normal, as you get older, you forget things. So how do you know how to differentiate here?
Well, a conference in your backyard is changing the way we view that. This is the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Boston, but when you hear this, don't panic. We know about 35 million American people, worldwide, have dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Doug, it's the most common type. It causes a slow decline in thinking and reasoning ability. Memory trouble that disrupts daily life is one symptom, but several new studies reveal that memory problems that are often dismissed as normal part of aging may not be so harmless after all. Noticing you have had a decline beyond the occasional misplaced car keys or forgotten name could be the very earliest signs of Alzheimer's. Self-reported memory changes, Doug, they appear to precede broader mental decline by about 6 years. Also, these memory changes correlate with the brain scans consistent with dementia setting in. So don't panic. We're talking about real memory loss here, in which the information does not come back to you later, not even when people remind you of what you forgot.
What? A lot of people have been talking this week about the death of the kid, 31-year-old, what's his name, Kelly Monteith, was that it? From
Corey
the,
Monteith.
Corey, that was it. What's his story?
Well, since 2009, Doug, my wife and my daughter, we've been watching Glee. So this week we felt like we unexpectedly lost a member of our family, Glee singing quarterback Finn Hudson. Corey Monteith, who is the 31-year-old Canadian star of the hit musical television series Glee, he was found dead in a Vancouver hotel room this past week. He died from a heroin and alcohol overdose, according to a coroner's report. So, Mom and Dad, it's time to let the kids know what mixing drugs with alcohol can end up with. The combination suppresses the automatic stimulation from the brain to breathe.
Wow. Now, there's a drug that may be helpful for prostate cancer patients if it gets that far. What's this? What's the hope on this?
This is great news. It's called Xofigo, X-O-F-I-G-O. It's out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. It's a newly approved drug that emits radioactive particles that can help extend the lives of certain men with advanced prostate cancer. This is some good news for men whose cancer has migrated to the bones, which is a common and sometimes a very painful feature of advanced prostate cancer. So it's marketed as Xofigo, X-O-F-I-G-O.
All right. Speaking of that, we have ways. We do have ways. Dr. Ken has a product that he's found that is aimed at helping you not get to the point of having the problem he was just talking about. The product's called PT9.
Prostate issues, they are simply a natural part of growing older, Doug. The urgency, weak flow, and the absolute worst, waking up repeatedly to go to the bathroom. The good news is many natural ingredients can control these annoying symptoms. Sal palmetto can help, pumpkin seed oil, beta sitosteroids, lycopene, zinc, selenium, and vitamin D. Any of these wonderful ingredients can help with the symptoms and health of your prostate, but PT9 has all of them. That's why it works better than anything you've ever tried. So stop wasting your money, and for the best results, try the best product. It's that simple. And if that's not enough, PT9 will boost your testosterone levels. That's a 2-for-1 right there.
Call now, 800-811-6931, and try PT9 for yourself. 800-811-6931. It's risk-free. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back, no questions asked. So call now, 800-811-6931. And as a matter of fact, if you mention Dr. Ken, you get something extra special along with your package of PT9. Make it better and healthier for your prostate. 800-811-6931.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.